Seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing. See them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, see the ghost of slavery ships. I can hear them tribes that undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, I can hear them rebels yell, and I know Hotel, and I
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we turn the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo, let me tell you what was in that set. We started things off with, what do we start things off with? I'm missing a song somewhere here. Oh, I see what we did. We started things off with Gotta Serve Somebody. That version was, that was off a fine CD, Is It Rolling Bob, Reggae Bob Dylan. That was Nauseo with Drummy Zeb and the Razor Posse featuring Incline. And then we had Luden, or is it Loudon, Wainwright III doing Talking New Bob Dylan off of History. If you want to know what Bob Dylan's all about, that explains the whole thing. And missing on the playlist, but we did play it, was a Cat Power doing Song to Bobby. Boy, I can't. What CD was that? Oh, Jukebox, of course, Jukebox. And last but certainly not least, Blind Willie McTell. That never made it off a real commercial album release. That was from the Bootleg Series Volumes 1 through 3. I think that was recorded like in 76. You didn't hear too many people talking about Ghosts of Slavery back in 76, but... there you go. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week, and we will play songs by people that were born in May who are not named Bob Dylan.
Brown. Among purists, and you know how many purists there are, Brown was having some difficulty. Some of the purists wanted Brown to be more... Others wanted Brown to be more... Still others wanted Brown to be basically Brown. Yeah. A lesser color might have fallen apart. But Brown met the problem beautifully by becoming just about as basic, just about as subtle as you can just about get. That's why you hear so many people saying, "My, that's a subtle brown." That's the way it's been ever since. Even with a light tan or sweet dark chocolate or deep brown eyes. Next time you see brown, any shade, remember, subtle, basic, brown. I love
hear that cat coming down the street.
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whipping man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Charlie Brown, he's gonna get gone, just you wait and is everybody always picking on me?
All right, a little Buck Owens. Buck Owens and his Buckaroos doing Charlie Brown, a song, of course, made popular by the Beatles. In front of that, we heard Sweet Georgia Brown, the tune used by the Harlem Globetrotters. So, yeah, that was yep. And one of these days, the Generals are going to win. I don't know if the Harlem Globetrotters are still around or not. Well, they probably are. It's like a franchise thing now. They're probably on their fifth or sixth Curly Lemon. And let's see, we got the Pogues doing A Pair of Brown Eyes. One of the few Pogue songs I can actually play on the radio without a bunch of swearing in it. And Mr. Ken Nordine starting off today's festivities with brown, because today is brown. Going through the eight colors, plus gray, the eight colors of the original Crayola crayon box. Almost done with this whole series. The first crayons came out in 1903. This is the 120th birthday of the Crayola crayons. And so, yeah, we did all the colors. Next week is going to be black. And then we're going to melt the crayons down and have gray. And then I got some neat ideas coming up for the rest of the season on the show. A couple other things. My other show, the Zombo's Deep Archive, now it's going to be shows from 14 years ago. I'm going to replay some of the beginnings of the show. The show has been on for a year and a half. You guys don't listen to it. Nobody listens. It's just random folks listen to it. Why spend an extra hour of my life editing a show when I've got like 40 shows already in the can and I can just kind of rotate them out? So, I don't even listen to my other show. But it's got a great new time slot, and I did actually listen last week. Earlier this week, it goes Mondays. It's a great slot. Like Mondays, 3 to 6. It is a sweet spot. And if I did not have so much fun during the summer, if I wasn't such a do-it feller, I could come in here on Mondays and do a double show. I could do a show on Mondays and a show on Fridays, but Deep Archive's fine enough. How are you guys doing? How are you cats hanging? I'm so glad to hear you. Yeah, now. Next weekend. Actually, this weekend, of course, is Petanka Tonk. I ain't got to tell you that. That's all over the news. Everybody knows that. If you don't know that, you are super square. And that's at Shenley Park. And that's going to be all Saturday. The following weekend, the Mighty Polkamaniacs will be playing at the Millvale Music Festival at 420 on Segwit Street. So 4 o'clock, 20 after 4 on Sedgwick Street main stage, Saturday, next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. I always have trouble with that. They go, oh, it's coming next Saturday. What do you mean next? Because that's the next one. The next one is like a day from now. No, I mean next Saturday. Yeah, that's tomorrow. No, that's a week from now. I always mess that up. So it's this Saturday would be Petanka Tonk. Next Saturday would be the Millvale thing. But I always like not taking any chances and saying the following Saturday or tomorrow. It's very easily remedied. So brown is like a weird color, okay? It is, it's not in the rainbow. It's not in the rainbow. Brown kind of got gypped out of the brown and black aren't in the rainbow. So we got through the rainbow colors. And brown, yeah, it's such a opposite color because it's the color. Oh, it's delicious golden brown, fried golden brown. Oh, look at that beautiful brown steak fried. And it's like the same color turds. So, you know, it's just like brown really got nailed when it came to being the most delectable and the most disgusting color at the same time. Good going, brown. And I always like how some people always like use brown in a different way. For example, with dog excrement, I always remember growing up, and it was called dog dirt. Dog dirt. Oh yeah, the guy stepped in some dog dirt. That just doesn't have the same thing as an S-bomb. Wow, that sounds so good, but you throw dirt in there. That's like when they had the television. This is a while ago. Because everything I have is a while ago. This seems like yesterday, but it was 15 years ago. Yikes. They were showing the Steve Martin's movie The Jerk on TV. And there's a line in there about his grandma. He says, grandma's still farting. is the line. And it was funny in the theater. On TV is really a bad dub. It was like, is grandma still burping? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, when they throw other words in, which you know what they mean, same with a lot of, like, the clean versions of rap tunes. Like, I want to, it's just like, and you know what he's saying. That's the thing that gets me. You know what they're saying, but they can't say. It's strange. It goes, and it somehow gets by the FCC. Where it's like, there's one guy goes, well, I don't know what that meant. I thought he was talking dog dirt. I didn't know it was an S-bomb. Yeah, so there's the little thing on Brown. And I got one thing of James Brown coming up. And yeah, so you guys good? Yeah, starting another season here at Zombo in Your Brain here right on the RCT. And it feels good. So I might as well let you in on some secrets here. After I'm done with the colors, we're going to take a trip through the solar system. Starting with the sun, going all the way to Pluto. And I'm going to do that in one show. I'm not going to make that 9 shows. Eh. Even though I could use the time. And then, following time, I'm going to start doing shows where it's kind of like things put together rather than one thing. Next show after that, I'd like to do going through the days of the week. Sunday through Saturday. Not this Saturday. Next Saturday. Go through the days of the week. Great songs all about the days of the week. And who knows, those might actually go into 2 or 3 shows just due to the fact that there's so many good songs about days of the week. Following that, I mean, I always thought it was really weird when I'd see a band play. You get a band's record and you put the record on and the first song is like, oh, baby, you're the greatest baby. And then the next song is like, oh, hate you, baby. Oh, yeah, because like there's a whole variety. So how genuine is that song really? If one song they're singing about how great this chick is, and then and like 3 songs later, like, you know, I don't need you anymore, baby. So I want to do a yes no show, where some of the songs yes, that I'd like to go yes yo yes no, like yeah, I thought it'd be fun, and then on off. So just exploring strange new themes on radio. Because it is fun to do a theme. It really is fun to do a theme. Anybody can push a button and play music. Except me. I use my nose. It's more fun that way. And so it makes a kind of thing seem like I actually care. It actually shows that I actually care about it. Hey, let's, so in here, I heard Kenny Joe read this PSA, and it's about sickle cell anemia. And I thought this was fascinating because he says right here, where is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. 800,000 people have sickle cell anemia, and 2 million carry the trait of this hereditary disease. Sickle cell can be painful and frustrating, like all those other diseases that aren't painful and frustrating. I know every disease out there is painful. You got that disease, it's not painful and frustrating, it's not really a disease. It's not. If it's not painful and frustrating, then you're okay. You're okay. Especially when you get the regular blood transfusions as part of the treatment. Just ask Keith Richards. But you don't have to face sickle cell anemia alone. That's right. You can infect your whole family. Get them to give you some of their blood. You give them some of their blood. Before you know it, everybody's got the sickle cell anemia. And everybody's in pain and frustrated. The end. Let's see. Oh, an iron overload. I forgot about Iron Overlord. Or Iron Overlord. That's a great name of a band. Iron Overlord. I got to be playing me some stuff by Iron Overlord. Mm. It's got so always those great, you know, bands that are like Iron Overlord, where it's got this font that kind of looks like tree roots. And I don't know who started that, where it kind of looks like, you know, like a sun-baked something that's out in the sun just got baked up and it's all crackling. And like, oh, yeah, that's Iron Overlord. Really? It looks like a road map. No, it's Iron Overlord. And then they got like the cover of like some dude with like a codpiece and a sword, and it looked like it was drawn by somebody in high school. I love it. There is a website called Terrible Album Covers, and almost every one of them are these great metal album covers. You got to hand it to heavy metal. I hate heavy metal, but boy, do I love the album covers. You know, or it's always like some like really hot chick riding a dragon and holding a sword and I don't know, and a guitar. And yeah, there we go. The guys in the cod pieces, that's the thing that gets me if you're going to be in a heavy metal band. Yeah, put this cod piece on. Oh, I know what kind of music we're going to be playing. So, but we're going to go reggae. Going to do some reggae now. That's right. A great reggae version of Brown Sugar. Because today's all brown. That's right. By Ken Booth. Zombo in your brain. RCT. All day. All brown. All Zombo.
Scared old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him with the woman just around midnight. Yeah. Brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Hey. Brown sugar, just like a woman should. Hot lady half the house wondering where it's gonna stop. House boy knows daddy's doing all right. You should have heard him just around midnight. Hey, brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Hey, brown sugar, just like a woman should. Sweet 16. I'm no school boy, but I know what I like. You should have heard me just around midnight. Hey, brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Hey, brown sugar, just like a woman should. Hey, brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Hey.
I'm singing about people, you know it's true. If you're black and got to work for a living, this is what they said to you. This is, if you're white, should be alright. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they were having fun. They were buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you're white, should be all right. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, brother, get back, get back, get back. Man and man was working side by side. This is what it meant. They were paying him a dollar an hour and paying me
50 Cent that said, if you're white, you should be all right. If you are brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh boy, get back, get back, get back. I went to an employment office, got a number and I got in line. They call everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you're white, you should be all right. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I helped build this country, and I fought for it too. Now I guess that you can see what a black man have to do. Now if you're white, you'll be alright. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, whoa brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope when sweet victory with my plow and hoe. Now brother, you tell me, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow? No, if you're white, you'll be alright. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, whoa brother, get back, get back, get back. We'll be right back.
Man, I got to tell you, that is weak. That is weak. That is the flip side. And the flip side is amazing. It's called Hip Boots by Boots Brown. This was Brown Boots by Boots Brown. And obviously the guy just blew his brains out on the other side of the record. There was nothing left. So this is like an anemic saxophone tune. So I just could only take so much of that. All right, double shot of Zappa for Paul and the Bee. Not he's wherever he's at.
Summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care. Smile at every ugly, shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk,
go to work.
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 Do your job and do it right. TV tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
shining and the night was blue. And I was thinking only of a gal I knew. I took a walk to the middle of town and I met a pretty lady named Georgia Lee Brown. And I'm only sad. She said, cheer up and smile, and don't you feel so bad. She took my hand and pointed to a lonely star, and then she walked me off to a neighborhood bar. Was playing magical music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. We did some dancing and we drank some gin. Beneath the angel's smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was a stock in trade, and love was just a careless game that she played. My heart is hollow with an empty glow. And all that I can feel for you's a kind of blues. Cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. Hey, when an old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement. Music to the strains of a blue melancholy guitar.
All right, hanging around with Zombo, the brownest show in town. That's right, it's all brown today. It is the color brown. Once again, going through the Crayola crayon box, getting to the end of the line. We're doing all brown songs today. Next week is all black, and then we're going to melt the whole 8-pack of crayons down into gray. So there's the next couple weeks. Show. All right, what do we heard? We heard the Cramps, of course, doing Georgia Lee Brown, a great cover tune of Jackie Lee Cochran. Which, you know, I should play that so you can kind of get them back to back. Let me see if I can find that. I'll work on finding that. I'm going to work on finding that. I cannot find it. All right. Oh, here it is. Groovy. All right. I'll play their version of it. That was the Sharps doing the instrumental version. We had the Cramps doing Georgia Lee Brown. Gary Lucas of Captain Beefheart's Magic Band doing Charlie Brown from his album Cine Fantastique, which came out a few years ago, but just such a damn good record. His guitar work is just, he's known as one of the most innovative guitarists out there. In the Magic Band, I don't think he even had a nickname, because it was towards the end of the Magic Band with, I think it was just Captain Beefheart. It wasn't even called Captain Beefheart in the Magic Band, the last couple records that he was on. Ice Cream for Crow and Dock at the Radar Station. Just two really fine records, the last couple records that Captain Beefheart came out with. And so he just went by Gary Lucas. In the past, there's like Zoot Horn Rollo and Drumbo and Antenna Jimmy Simmons and Rocket Morton. Great names for all the band members. I don't think he did on those last two records, which is too bad, which is always a lot of fun. What else did we hear? Oh, Double Shot. We heard The Pound for Brown and an excerpt from Brown Shoes Don't Make It, Captain Beefheart, the Mothers of Invention. Just due to the fact that's a 7-minute song, and I think there's some stuff in there a little later on that kind of goes into NFAP area, which means not for airplay. That means it got bad word in it. NFAP. See, I'm letting you in on all these other things. PSAs, public service announcement. That's right. NAACQ. Don't know what that means. But it sounds cool. It does sound cool. What do we got going on here? We're just hanging out, just me and you. It's a great Friday. It's not a good Friday. It's a great Friday. They're all good Fridays, but this is a great one. All doing brown stuff, which is probably one of the, I would say, less beautiful of all the colors. It is it's a very turdy color. Yeah, it's a very turdy color. But, see, I threw that in there. I did a little word pun there. And that was totally by accident, because I'm not that clever. What I got to tell you here? I'll tell you about a couple shows on this radio station. Now, I don't know if this was just a fluke last week or not, but after my show was over, it was not DJ Firefly couch dancing encore. It was an encore performance of a show called Away With Words. And it was a very interesting show to listen to. The only thing that got, I'll tell you what it is. I'll read the PSA real quick, or the promo. Away With Words is an upbeat, lively, hour-long public radio show about language examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author and Arthur, journalist Martha Barnett and the cunning linguist Grant Barrett talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing as well. They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language and controversies. So it's supposed to be Wednesdays 9 to 10, but I followed this show last week. So I listened to this show, and you know, it was kind of like one step beyond, like, if you remember a show called Car Talk. Somebody called, yeah, my carburetor does this thing, and the guys had the answer like that. Well, this just seemed pretty contrived. It was nice to listen to, but they were going on something like, my brother-in-law says the word both, my sister-in-law says both, and then my one friend says both. Which one is right? And immediately they had the answer. We go, oh, you know, this dialect goes, really? You had that at your fingertips? You know, because someone calls in and they make it seem all spontaneous. Nobody's that smart. And, you know, and every caller, they had the answer. Every caller. Like, oh, yes, that goes back to the 17th century. And like, yeah. So something tells me that this is kind of like all like, oh, that's a great question. Why don't you call us Tuesday at 3 o'clock? We'll pretend that. So that's the only thing that got me. The whole idea that, you know, these guys instantly have all the answers and all the research for every stupid little thing. And these people are calling about petty stuff, too. It really is like, oh, my mother growing up, my mother used to say this. Well, that's funny because it goes back to the 1800s. I'm like, really? Really? So it's an interesting show to listen to, but it's very contrived. It's not like this well-oiled, dirty brown machine that I have on the radio for you right now. All right, let's jump into some Action Jackson. Here's the original version of Georgia Lee Brown. You got to admit the Cramps are pretty awesome, but they did not write a lot of music. Here's the original version of Georgia Lee Brown.
Music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. We did some dancing and we drank some gin. Neath her angel smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and her love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. Want your love. My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. All that I can feel for you's a kind of blues, cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A boom, 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 boom. Spend a wild night. She said, Sonny, I can cure your kind of pain. Then the Georgia Lee Brown disappeared in the rain. A bomb, 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 bomb.
It is now 11 o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It is Brown. Zombo in your brown, WRCT. Nico Case, brown-eyed handsome man.
Brown-eyed handsome man. nation was a brown-eyed dancing man. Who won the game? It was a brown-eyed dancing man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed dancing man.
I don't want to fight. Here is the grass and seed on the other side. Forget about this, let me tell you what I am, a brown man. Brown man. No plan. Out of cash. Forget about this. Forget about them, let me tell you what I am.